94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee along with DD in the morning. You know, we always keep you connected to what's happening in the community. And since we are in the month of August, a big topic of conversation for a lot of individuals is back to school. And we have a special guest joining us from Edmonds Coalfield Preparatory Academy to talk about back to school and enrollment. His name is Reginald Roberts, the new principal at Edmonds Coalfield Preparatory Academy. Good morning, Mr. Roberts. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on board to talk about an important topic right now, which is going back to school. Kids are getting ready. And we have open enrollment for the academy right now, correct?
We do. And if you have access to the web, edmondscoalfieldprep.org, or go to New Haven Public Schools, and you'll be directed to our site, which is, again, edmondscoalfieldprep.org. Or drop by our school, 794 Dixville Ave, and someone will be there, 7 to 4. To answer your questions.
Okay. Now, is there a deadline?
We are taking enrollments throughout the entire month of August. And if we do have students after that date who'd like to move in, we'd be glad to have you as well.
Now, the academy is an all-boys academy. What's the added value that the academy can give to young men that attend?
Well, I think the added value is that in a single-gender school or single-gender environment, students are able to see themselves without discrimination, without fear. They're able to be affirmed as who they are. A lot of times in traditional schools, we value certain types of intelligence, like visual or verbal or interpersonal, intrapersonal, which tend to be things that are associated with girls. And sometimes boys internalize that. And so they don't speak up in class. But there are also other intelligences like interpersonal, like kinesthetic, like mathematical, like musical, like experiential, which tend to align with the way boys are encultured and the way boys learn. And so we lean into that in our curriculum. And so we allow them to get up and talk. We allow them to ask questions freely without fear of being wrong. We allow them to sort of have an opportunity to say who they are without sort of fear of maybe I got it wrong and maybe someone will judge me because of that in front of a girl. Which is not to say, by the way, that a single gender school means you don't ever see people who aren't your gender, because we don't live in a single gender world. These boys have sisters and aunts and colleagues and neighbors. And so it's a time in your life you get to see and be affirmed as a male, and not separate you from the rest of the world.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Reginald Roberts. He's the principal for Edmonds Coalfield Preparatory Academy. Now, in terms of developing a sense of community, how does the academy do that for young men?
So we have houses. So one of our houses is X, one is King, and one is Bavera. And so students are based in one of those houses based on numbers, and we build an identity within that. And so you learn about historical, as famous or even unfamous, men of character, men who are Black, men who are Latin, Latino. And you develop an affinity within your group, a chant or an affirmation, words of encouragement specific to that group. And so like a traditional fraternity or even a college, for example, using the Yale example, you sort of develop a brotherhood within that so that you can sort of see yourself both as an individual, but also as connected to something bigger than yourself.
And I guess that goes with a sense of belonging that the academy offers for young men as well.
Well, I think that one thing that young boys need is to know that someone sees them, to know that someone hears them. And when you have a small environment, we are very low student to teacher ratio, about 6 to 1. You can give a student individualized attention that you probably couldn't give in a larger setting. And so I'm there for you for your homework. I'm there for you after school. I'm there for you if need be, even before school, depending on what we need. It's whatever works for getting the kid, getting the student, getting the child what he needs. And so how we get you there is how we get you there.
And it being an all-male school, there's a sense of brotherhood that comes with that as well, attending the academy.
That is true. All our boys wear vests and ties, white shirts and khakis and Black shoes. So we look good. We come across as professional. We want people to know that who we are and how we are different. And we want them to see themselves as part of something bigger. So even though I could be taller or shorter or bigger or smaller, I'm still wearing my Edmonds Coalfield sweater, my Edmonds Coalfield vest. I know I'm part of a bigger community. So even if I didn't do as well today as I could have, my brother showed me how I can do better. My brother showed me I'm part of something bigger than myself.
And I can definitely relate. I went to an all-male high school as well. So, you know, there is that sense of brotherhood and, you know, the camaraderie and the relationships you really develop last for a lifetime. So, you know, really sets a good foundation for the future.
That's true. And we're trying to sort of also envision after-school programming for our boys, and so that they can see themselves on the football field or the soccer field or the basketball court in ways that are both academic. I never like to use the word extracurricular, because I think it's all the curriculum. All of that activity is part of what you should be doing. And so you can see your brother as both your peer and as your comrade in the game. And so there are all kinds of skills just from that as well. But we're not here for a punitive way of saying we're going to stand in rows and we're going to keep our hands in front of us like this. We are here to show men, young boys, who they can be, who they already are, and where we can take them. And we put people like me in front of them and say we are examples of brilliance. And that's who you really are.
Well, if you ever have any opportunity for guest speakers to come in, I'd love to come and, you know, help out. Absolutely. Any way, especially when it comes to communication. So let me know.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Reginald Roberts. He is the principal for Edmonds Cofield Preparatory Academy. Open enrollment is happening right now. You can go to edmondscofieldprep.org. And I'm wishing you success for a good school year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. And we're looking forward to seeing you perhaps in person.
Sounds good. I'm Daryl Huckabee along with Dee Dee in the Morning on 94.3 WYBC.